Hello there, Bernard. How are you, Bernard? My name is Wilbert. We're conducting a poll of consumers in the Jacksonville and Northeast Florida area about issues related to the water service for your household. Would you be kind enough to help me? I can't hear you.
Hello? What would you need? How can I help?
I just need your opinion on all these answers.
Okay.
Great. So can you tell me quickly if you're already registered to vote in Florida or not registered?
Yes.
Yes, right. Yes. Thank you. First, how would you rate the overall job JEA does providing its services to your home? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. Thank you. And does your home get is household drinking water from a well on your property? Yes or no?
No.
No, right. Thank you. How would you rate JEA for the overall job they do providing your homes? Electricity, very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I don't do, the cost of it's gone up in the last year, but I mean, the power stays on for the most part.
Uh-huh.
I'd like for the grid in my area to be more stable when there's storms and things, but I also realize that there's only so much you guys can do. So.
Okay, let me see here. So what do you think that you don't know, refuse, negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive?
Can you restate the question for me so I know how to answer it?
Sure. How would you rate JEA for the overall job they do providing your home's electricity? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, or don't know?
Probably somewhat positive.
Thank you very much. And how would you rate JEA's electric service on each of the following? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? The first would be generating their electric power in an environmentally responsible way. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Next is providing reliable services. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Next is the cost that you pay for electricity given all it provides to your household. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral. I understand some of it you guys can't control, but
thank you.
It is expensive.
Thank you, sir. Now, next below are a few words and short phrases associated with the process of bringing water to homes in Northeast Florida and handling used water once it is removed from a property. Now, first answer of you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar with each statement, okay? The first statement is clean water. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Very.
Very familiar, right? Now, what about the Floridan aquifer? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Very.
Very familiar. What about purified water? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Very.
Very. Recycled water, somewhat familiar, very, or not familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, right. Thank you. What about national drinking water standards? Very familiar, not familiar, or somewhat familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Thank you. Underground water shortage. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Very.
Federal government safety standards. Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar?
Not familiar.
Not familiar, right? What about used water? Not familiar, somewhat familiar, or very familiar?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Going on to the next section. Second answer. If your reaction to each phrase is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Clean water. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
The Floridan aquifer. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. What about purified water? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive. What about recycled water? Neutral, negative, somewhat positive, or very positive?
That's probably a negative for me. Negative, right? I mean, let's say neutral, actually.
Neutral.
I mean, it has positive and negative connotations.
Okay, thank you. National drinking water standards. Somewhat positive, neutral, negative, or very positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. What about national drinking water standard? Very positive,
very
somewhat
positive.
Positive, very positive. And underground water shortage, very positive, somewhat
negative.
Positive, neutral, or negative? Negative, right? And what about federal government safety standards? Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Somewhat positive. We're at 48%, almost done here. Have you heard or read anything about JEA's program to reclaim and purify used water? The project is called H2.0. Yes, heard, read, or no, have not heard or read?
Have not.
Have not, right. Here's some further information about the new JEA water purification process. The H2O process here is how the cycle of water for homes will work under H2.0. The drinking water provided in Northeast Florida homes originates from the area's vast underground aquifers and arrives at the tap after being treated by JEA to provide clean, safe drinking water. Once the water leaves a home as used water, it goes to a state-of-the-art processing facility to be purified, to be made cleaner. Then even the water taken out of the aquifer by using the latest purification technology. This purified water is returned deep into the underground aquifer for storage and becomes part of the future water removed again for treatment and household use. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation purification project H2.0? Support or oppose?
Is there an option for neutral? Because I don't think I have quite enough information to say whether I support it or not.
There's don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Great. Now, why H2O JEA? Is building new facilities to purify and recycle used water from its systems for three reasons. One, first reason is because state and federal government regulations are setting stricter standards requiring used water to go through additional purification steps. The second reason is because this purified water is needed to replenish and maintain water levels in the underground aquifer. Third reason is the purified water returned to the aquifer will help support Northeast Florida's future economic growth and growing population, ensuring JEA can meet customer needs for a sufficient supply of clean, pure drinking water. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2.0? Support or oppose, or don't know?
I support what they're trying to achieve. I don't know about the exact methodologies they're going to try to achieve it with. I'm not sure which category you'd put that one under.
I would put don't know. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay, great. What do you like most or sounds best about JEA's H2.0 program? In a few words.
Taking a conscientious approach with, the water supply for Florida and the environment here. You know, it's a good thing. I definitely support that. Without no more information about exactly how and where the new technologies and processes would be implemented, it's hard to say whether I support the program specifically. but the notion of what they're trying to accomplish is something that I support.
Okay. Thank you for that. And what do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's H2.0 program? What do you dislike most or sounds bad about JEA's?
I don't think anything sounds inherently bad. I just think that based on just the conversation you and I have had, I don't know enough about it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I don't have a negative tone about it at all. I just would like more, for more public available information on how they plan to achieve these things. Because to me, when I hear words like utilizing advanced technologies and, you know, they're buzzwords.
Exactly.
They're meant to generate interest. Like, that's great, but how? Because sometimes the solution that people propose in the long term is actually going to end up being worse than what we're doing now. And I'm not interested in saving us problems today to create problems for my children. So without to know the more specifics, it's hard to say.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to the next, following up opponents of this H2.0 program proposed by JEA may say the following. This so-called toilet two-tap program is expensive for consumers and unnecessary since today's used water is already treated to meet government standards and released in the river or used for irrigation safely. New treatment facilities are not needed. And that messing with nature's process of rainwater recharging the underground aquifer is not only not needed, but risky, and only being done to support developers fueling population growth. Learning this information, do you support or oppose JEA's used water reclamation and purification project, H2O? Support or oppose?
I don't know.
Don't know, right, okay. Now, in response to to opponents labeling the H2.0 project as toilet to tap supporters, say this term is both misleading and purposely inflammatory since the full process takes toilet water, along with all other used water sources coming out of a home, and puts it through 5 purification testing and certification stages to meet new government required standards. Then this purified water is returned to the vast underground aquifer, where after a period of time, this recycled purified water is removed, treated, and returned as tap water to households. Hearing this, which side do you agree with? Opponents who say this toilet to tap program should be stopped, or supporters who say this label is misleading and wrong because the H2.0 project is safe?
Without to know more information about the specific processes that they use and what the overall plan is, I'm very impartial in regards to taking sides on any debate. So I do think that the term toilet tap is inflammatory, but in the same breath, depending on what the processes that JEA plans to use to achieve the goal that they're setting, it could be somewhat accurate at the same time. So in that essence, both parties are true. So I guess I don't know.
Don't know. Okay. Great. Lastly, here is a short list of statements, just statements about JEA's H2.0 project. Answer if your reaction to each of their statements are very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative, and we'll be almost done here, okay? Thank you for your patience. Now, while JEA customers are doing a good job conserving water and using less, this is simply not enough to ensure a sufficient supply of fresh water available from the underground aquifer. H2.0's purified water is needed to replenish the aquifer to keep it healthy. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative? Or don't know?
Neutral.
Neutral, right? Next would be, while they are using a proven method for purifying used water, JEA is an innovative and forward-thinking leader as one of the first systems in the Southeast to implement this process. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. Going to the next, implementing H2.0 actually saves JEA customers money because the cost and difficulty of providing enough clean, safe drinking water, giving you tougher government regulations, and Northeast Florida's growth would be higher without H2.0 in place. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Assuming that it reduces the cost of the water.
Yes, sir.
That's being supplied, then I would say very positive.
Thank you very much. As part of the H2.0 plan, JEA will build a purification facility open to the public for tours, telling the story of how the full water recycling and purification system works. Negative, neutral, somewhat positive, or very positive?
Very positive. I like transparency.
Excellent. Under H2.0, purified water exceeds the federal government's clean drinking water standards. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Since population growth in Northeast Florida is not slowing down anytime soon, this H2.0 program to replenish the clean water supply in the aquifer will help make sure that we don't run out of drinking water. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Water purification employs high-tech membrane filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet advanced oxidation that removes chemicals and bacteria from the water. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. JEA's H2O process is simply recycling water and returning it from where it came, but even more pure. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you. Last two questions, and we're almost done. Now, putting JEA's H2O plan into action ensures Northeast Florida will have enough clean water for generations to come. Somewhat positive, very positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
And the H2O program will help protect the health of the St. John's River because it sends more purified, cleaner water back to the aquifer instead of discharging used water into the river. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very positive.
Thank you very much. Now, these are the last questions here. Lastly, given everything you've learned about JEA's H2O program, do you strongly support somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions for classification purposes. Do you consider yourself male, female, other?
Male.
Thank you very much. Could you please tell me if your age is between 18 to 39, 50 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 plus?
18 to 49.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself African-American or black? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you very much. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm independent on my voter's registration, not in the sense of a party affiliation.
Okay. Yep. How long have you lived in your current home? 0 to 10 years, 11 to 20, 21 to 30? Or more than 30 years?
5 years.
5 years, so that's 0 to 10 years. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I rent.
Okay, and last, what was the last grade you completed in school? 0 to 11, 12 high school, 12 business school, or some college graduate, or in grad school, graduate degree?
College graduate.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Be blessed, okay? Thank you for your opinion.
I hope it helps.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.